Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
I want the NFL to change its overtime rule. I thought about it for a while yesterday, and I want the NFL to change its overtime rule. And I think there will be significant discussion about changing the overtime rule, at the very least for postseason games, if not for both postseason and regular season games. Before I get to the reasons why, and before I get to your calls at 301-230-0980, our BetQL listener lines are open. What do you want to see done with the NFL overtime rules? I found this during the break, and I had not seen this. You know, we talked about the Chiefs' proposal after the 2018 season. We've talked about the Ravens' proposal. In 2020, the Eagles made a proposal. I had not seen this particular proposal on overtime. They wanted that at the end of regulation playing time in a tie game, whichever team had scored more touchdowns during regulation will have the same options as the team that wins the toss. If the teams have an equal number of touchdowns, the referee shall immediately toss a coin at the center of the field per you know, the way it's done now. Can you imagine that the overtime decision on whether to take the ball or kick off is based on a stat? I mean, a scoring stat. Which team scored the most touchdowns during the game? And essentially what they thought is it would reward the team that was more aggressive offensively during the actual regular regulation portion of the game. I just don't see a team, quite honestly, changing their in-game strategy for the possibility and the long-shot possibility that the game might go to overtime. That rule was shot down. You know, the history of overtime, by the way, 1974. Before 1974, the NFL had ties. And then beginning in 1974, that was the first year of overtime, and it was a sudden death. It was a 15-minute period, but it was the first team to score. Anyway, and that rule stood until 2010, when they changed the rule for the postseason to what we have right now, which is you were forced to score a touchdown on your opening drive for the game to end. If not the other team, if you just kicked a field goal, the other team would get a possession. And then that rule was then adopted for the regular season in 2012. So we've been playing basically with this rule. Now, it was tweaked in 2014, where the overtime period in the regular season went from 15 to 10 minutes. But basically, for about 9 years, we've been playing with you got to score a touchdown to end the game on your first possession in the regular season with a 10-minute overtime and in the postseason with a 15-minute overtime. In the regular season, a game ends in a tie if you're still tied at the end of 10 minutes. And in the postseason, if you're still tied at the end of 15 minutes, you go to a second 15-minute overtime period. So I thought about a couple of things. Number one, and I get deep into the weeds on a lot of these things. My history on this is I didn't want a change back when it was just a field goal that ended overtime. Because the numbers back then were very, the narrative did not fit the actual numbers themselves. The coin toss winner in overtime before they went to requiring a touchdown to win it. The coin toss winner won 50.1% of the games. The coin flip was actually a coin flip on who won the game. You know, it didn't matter. It didn't matter who won the coin toss. It was a 50-50 proposition in terms of if you lost the coin flip, you won 49.9% of the games. And if you won the coin flip, you won 50.1% of the games, which I always felt was really interesting. But I do and have much preferred the changes that the NFL has made over the last 10 years, you know, the last 9 years in the regular season, because we have a different game in which kickers are now kicking 55, 58, 60-yard field goals on much better turf and more indoor stadiums, et cetera, than we did, you know, prior to 2010. It's just, it's a different kicking game now. And to start at your own 25-yard line and theoretically only need, you know, roughly 35 yards for a field goal attempt, you know, to get to the 40, you know, other team's 40-yard line, and now you're at your 57-yard field goal range, that just didn't seem very fair for the game to end. The NFL has always balanced sort of competitive fairness with safety in their overtime discussions, which is why, by the way, they reduced the regular season rule from a 15-minute overtime for the first few years to a 10-minute overtime 2 or 3 years into the new rule. I thought that was kind of silly because I actually think it takes some of the competitive fairness out of it. I think in the regular season, in a 10-minute overtime, the problem with that is, and you know, look, the answer to any of this, if you disagree with changing the overtime rule, is just stop them, you know, or at the end of regulation, go for two if you had that opportunity to win the game. But really, it's stop them. You know, if you don't like the rule and you didn't win the coin toss, stop them. Be better on defense. But what we see and what we've seen in the overtimes in the postseason in particular is that overwhelmingly of the 11 postseason games since the new rules went into place, the team that won the coin toss have won 10 of the 11 games. That's a big, big sort of swayer for me. And I think the reason, again, is you're not including bad teams with bad quarterbacks in the overtime data. So at the very least, maybe more consideration should be given to a change for playoff games. But back to why I hate the 10-minute overtime in the regular season is that it was done for safety when, in fact, 80% plus of the overtime games never went beyond 10 minutes anyway. They ended before 10 minutes. So you were talking about a minuscule number of games of more than 10 minutes of overtime play that may have put the players at greater safety risk. But I think that from a competitive standpoint, 10 minutes versus 15 minutes is that the team that wins the coin toss could go on, you know, a 7-minute drive and then bog down in the red zone and be held to a field goal. And then the other team gets the ball back with 2.5 minutes to go. And at that point, their chances of winning the game aren't the same. Again, the answer would be, well, then stop them. Don't let the other team go on a 7-minute drive. I get it. But to me, it would be more fair if that team then had ample opportunity with plenty of time left on the clock to conduct a normal drive to win the game rather than a 2-minute style drive to win the game or to tie the game. That's why I've been against the 10-minute overtime in the regular season and been for the 15-minute overtime. But let's move to the bigger change. I'm in favor now of a 15-minute overtime that's played out in the regular season and in the playoffs. Now, what I'm suggesting, I do not think will happen in the regular season. I just don't think it will. I think safety is too much of an issue. And to guarantee now that players and teams and games that go to overtime are going to play a full extra quarter, that's going to be a major safety concern to the league and to the players' union. So I don't think that would happen. I think the regular season rule could change to just a 10-minute overtime period, and at the end of 10 minutes, whatever the score is. But again, I think there's a competitive disadvantage there, too, potentially. But for the postseason, play a 15-minute overtime to its completion, and whatever the score is at the end of that overtime is the final score. If somebody scores three touchdowns, a game that went to overtime at 28-28, and they win 49-28, but the other team is still fighting there with a minute 30 to go, trying to get a touchdown and an onside kick, etc., play it out. Play football 15 minutes, and wherever it lands, it lands. Now, in the postseason, if it's tied, then you go to a second 15-minute overtime. And if you then want to say, wow, there are major safety issues now if we go to a second 15-minute overtime, then maybe you can fool around with touchdown ends on the first possession, field goal doesn't, etc., where you have it right now. But play out the full 15-minute overtime. I don't think that the league would ever do this in the regular season, but the truth is that the number of overtime games during the course of a season, if you eliminated preseason overtimes, if you eliminated another preseason game, which I think is coming anyway. Now, if that comes, it may be at the expense of, or to me, at the positive expense of another regular season game, an 18th regular season game. But if you eliminated preseason overtimes and preseason and another preseason game, you know, the number of overtime games on average a team plays is one a year. That's the average. So what are we talking about here? One extra 15-minute quarter during the course of the regular season? Really? Is that, can somebody really prove to me that that extra 15 minutes, that one time a year, is really a massive safety issue? In the postseason, you're playing for, you know, by the way, the reason I would keep the rule the same in the regular season is there are regular season games that are de facto playoff games. And, you know, you can speak to games late in the season that essentially mean going to the playoffs or going home. But I don't think they'll do that. I think the regular season will be treated differently, and I would be okay with that, but I am definitely in favor of a change to the playoff rule for overtime games. I want a 15-minute overtime period. Play it to its completion. And one of the main reasons, and I thought about this yesterday, is right now, your strategy changes when you get to overtime and only a touchdown beats you on that first drive. Your strategy can change, I would say. It may not change, but it can change. And the change would be, well, we can give up plays here. We can play bend, don't break, even if that's not our style, even if that's not the way we played the 60 minutes of regulation. We cannot give up the big play. Because a touchdown, it's over. We can give them 35, 40 yards in a field goal attempt, but we cannot give up the big play. And NFL people will tell you that, yes, that overtime strategy on defense does change a little bit. It can change. I want the game played the way the game's been played for 60 minutes. And I want a 15-minute overtime. And for the one out of every couple of years that you end up with an overtime game in the postseason, or two overtime games in the postseason. We've had 11 since 2010, okay? So since 2010, we've had 11. So we've had 11 playoff overtime games in 12 playoff seasons. Well, now, we still have three games left in this particular postseason. So an average of one playoff game a year, I'm okay with a full 15-minute overtime game from a safety standpoint. It's much better for the fans, and it's much more fair for the teams that have battled it out for 4 months, and their season comes down to, in a game like Sunday's, literally a coin toss. And again, I would suggest, and this is just my answer, I have not seen anybody do any kind of significant data retrieval. We know this, that the regular season is more of a 50, Lewis Riddick, 21.5%. If you take in the playoff numbers there, it's much less than 21.5%. for regular season coin toss winners winning the game the opening drive. Okay, so it's not as big of an issue. But 10 out of 11 in the postseason, I think, has to be because you've got your best teams with your best quarterbacks more often than not that are tough to stop at the end of a game, you know, 60 minutes after a game, you know, three and a half hours after a game starts. I am in favor of playing out the full 15-minute overtime. In the postseason, I would be in favor of it. In the regular season as well, I just don't think it will happen in the regular season. And my guess is, as they did in 2010 when they made the overtime rule different for the postseason than for the regular season, and then they adopted the postseason rule in 2012, I believe that we will get a change to the overtime rule for the postseason in this offseason. And I think it's going to be, we're going to play out a full 15-minute overtime. The spot-and-choose Ravens thing is dumb, in my opinion. Playing to 8 points, I don't like either. The only other way to do it would just to say, if the team that wins the toss takes the ball and scores a touchdown, the other team is guaranteed a follow-up possession. You could do that as well. Just give me football for 15 minutes. Give it to me for 15 minutes, and let's see what happens at the end of it. That would be playing like an additional fourth quarter of, you know, normal strategy football. Nothing would change. Nothing would change until the end, but again, it would be the same as the end of the fourth quarter because a tie would send it to an extra overtime period as well. What do you think? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I want Brendan's thoughts on it when we come back as well. What do you want to see done with the overtime rule? Before we get to that, I want to tell you about Loan Pronto. Home values here in this market certainly have been skyrocketing. That means right now is the best time to take some cash out of your home's equity. Call Loan Pronto now. They can fast track your home refi and get you a check for 50, 60, 70 grand or more. And if you call now, Loan Pronto can even pay your closing costs. It's so easy and you walk away with a big check. Get cash out now, pay off your high interest credit cards. Imagine being credit card debt free for this new year. You can consolidate other loans. You can pay off all of your expenses. Get your finances in great shape for 2022. Lots of people are getting cash out of their equity now to fix up their home, new kitchen, new bathroom, etc. Listen, your home's value is way up. You can get a new mortgage rate right now with an APR in the twos. Now's the time to access that equity while rates are still very low. Loan Pronto's refis can close in 2 weeks, and the process is so easy. Call Loan Pronto now. Put that equity in your home to work towards financial freedom. Do it now. You can even skip your next two house payments altogether. Call them at 571-775-1810. That's 571-775-1810. 571-775-1810. Loan Pronto is an equal housing lender. NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval. Not all loans apply. NMLS, consumeraccess.org.
Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
What do you want to see done with the overtime rule? What a great game. You know, in Barnwell's long story, which included what I've read to you about changing the overtime rule, and he expects the NFL to seriously consider it. He did say, try to put Bills Chiefs into the discussion of the greatest game of all time. For him, he says that the Saints 49ers playoff game in the 2011 divisional round, which was terrific, when those two traded the lead for four touchdowns across the final 4 minutes, culminating in Vernon Davis's game winner with 9 seconds to go. That's for him the greatest game he's ever watched. For me, I've mentioned before, I think it's Dolphins-Chargers start to finish. Now, the finish on Sunday, the final 2 minutes, was as breathtaking, as unbelievable as anything, and will go down as an all-time memorable ending for sure. But if you ever want to spend, you know, 2 hours, deep dive, YouTube, late night, just watch the epic in Miami start to finish between the Dolphins and the Chargers. It is just one of those games that just started off in dramatic fashion, you know, and had a big lead by one team, 24-0. And then the other team comes back. It was that back and forth nature of it. You know, I've mentioned many times, I think the greatest regular season game in Washington's football history, and they lost the game, but I also think it's one of the greatest regular season games in NFL history, was the game at the end of the 79 season that ended Washington's season abruptly when they lost to the Cowboys 35-34. That also had one of those back and forth natures to the game. Washington had a 17-0 lead, and then the Cowboys came back and took a 21-17 lead, and then Washington took a 34-21 lead, and then Dallas came back and took a 35-34 lead. I think sometimes those kinds of games in which teams build what seem to be insurmountable leads, but then the other team comes back to retake the lead, and then the other team retakes the lead again, those games sometimes start to finish are the best. And that's what made Chargers-Dolphins in January of 82, for me, the greatest start-to-finish football game and certainly playoff game of my lifetime. But I do remember that Saints-49ers game. That was an unbelievable football game. Alex Smith, by the way, a big part of that game. Drew Brees, a big part of that game. The offense in that game was sensational. Remember, it was the following week that the 49ers, after winning it on the Vernon Davis touchdown pass, lost to the Giants when, I forget the guy's name, Brendan, the punt returner for the 49ers botched the punt return in overtime, and the Giants won that game in overtime, and the NFC Championship game went on to beat the Patriots for a second time. All right, back to the overtime thing. I'm in favor of an overtime rule change. I wasn't yesterday, I am today. I don't want strategy to be altered in overtime. I want football played. I want it played on a 100-yard field. I want it to be played with a clock. I want it to be played with a clock that has an actual amount of time, a finite amount of time, and I want it to be played in the same way that the fourth quarter of that game is played. I don't want strategy to change, because if you give up one big play that ends in a touchdown, your season's over. I would certainly advocate strongly that a 15-minute overtime, whatever happens, whatever the score is at the end of that 15 minutes, that's your final score, be adopted for the playoffs. I'd like to see it for the regular season as well. I don't think we will see it for the regular season. At the very least, I'd like to see the regular season end. If they're going to keep it at 10 minutes, play a full 10-minute overtime. But I think personally what will happen here in this offseason is that the regular season, that the current rule will remain in effect for the regular season, but we will get a change to the postseason overtime rule. What do you guys want to see? Brendan, before I get to the calls, what do you want to see?
I would do whatever it takes to get either a 10-minute or 15-minute two overtime periods in the playoffs. I just think that's...
Wait, say that, what, like, so what, like the way soccer does it?
Yeah, so you just do two overtime periods, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It doesn't really matter which. I'd prefer 15 minutes. I would do whatever it takes to get that, because I think maybe this is just, you know, hindsight based on what happened on Sunday. I wanted that game to last as long as possible. And I feel like a lot of these playoff games, it's not like the Steelers-Lions regular season overtime game where it was the worst possible game imaginable and you just wanted it to end. I feel like these playoff games are always high intensity, very good caliber teams playing each other. Why not make it go as long as possible?
Well, because
I, I understand the safety concerns.
Yeah, there's no way they would ever do what you're suggesting.
That, I mean, maybe there is. Make concessions.
No, there isn't.
Make concessions in the regular season.
What concessions?
get rid of overtime.
The number of games and revenue?
No. Eliminate overtime.
Overtime and have games end in ties?
I don't care. I care about the playoffs more than I care about the regular season.
Well, a lot of these regular season games determine the playoff teams.
Okay.
You want games to end in ties?
I don't care about that.
You don't care about ties?
No.
Oh, my God. Really?
How often do games end in ties, even with overtime?
Well, no. Are you saying eliminate overtime altogether in the regular season?
I am saying do whatever it takes to get the best possible outcome for the playoffs.
You've lost your mind. I mean, no, I love your creativity, and you're a soccer guy, and that's probably what sort of sparked the thought. They would never, ever play two full-fledged 15-minute overtime.
Again, that's why
periods.
I'm saying if you make concessions to 10 minutes, that's fine. It's only 5 minutes longer than the 15-minute.
That's true. But what is the actual benefit of two 10-minute quarters versus one 15-minute quarter?
You get a break in there, a built-in break. There's strategy around playing through the quarter. I feel like 15 minutes is just... Why not stop and do 20 or 30?
Okay. Somebody asked me, by the way, during the break, are you sure about that 10-1 coin toss thing? Here it is. I've got it. The NFL playoff overtime games since the current overtime rules in the postseason began in 2010. The first game was the 2011 wild card game between the Broncos and the Steelers, right? This was the Tim Tebow game. They won the toss. Tebow threw the touchdown to Demaryius Thomas. Am I right about that? It was Demaryius Thomas, right? I think it was.
Yeah, it was.
And they won on the first possession. The NFC Championship game, which I just referred to, the Giants and the 49ers in that same postseason 2011, the Giants won the toss and won the game. Now, they did not win the game on their first possession. They punted, and San Francisco botched the punt return, fumbled it. The Giants recovered. They won the game. 2012 divisional round. The Ravens, this would have been the game in the frigid cold in Denver, I think, where Flacco threw the 78-yard bomb at the end of regulation to force overtime. The Ravens won the toss, punted, and then got an interception in overtime. Peyton Manning was frigid cold and looked terrible in that overtime, if you recall. God, I think it was Ray Lewis that had the interception in overtime. Ravens ended up winning on a field goal in overtime. They won the toss. They didn't win on the first possession, but they won the game. 2014, this would have been Seahawks-Packers, right? Seahawks won the toss, won on the touchdown to open up the overtime. 2015 divisional, the Cardinals. I think this was the Packers, too. I think this was the game in which, I think, that Rodgers threw the Hail Mary to, I think I'm going to get this right, Brendan, Janis.
That's correct. Jeff Janis.
Right. Yeah.
Who he eventually got so upset he was cut that he fractured the relationship with the team.
Is that how it happened?
That was one of the things that he mentioned was cutting Jeff Janis.
So the 2015 divisional round game, I believe, was this game because the Cardinals then went the length of the field. I think Carson Palmer hit Larry Fitzgerald for the game winner. I think. So coin toss winner, touchdown winner. The Super Bowl, obviously, the Patriots come back against the Falcons. They won the toss. They won it on the opening drive in overtime. The Saints are the only team to have won the coin toss in this new era of overtime football and lost the game. They lost after Drew Brees threw an interception in overtime after, you know, they were aggrieved at the end of regulation with, you know, the non-pass interference call that was not flagged, which would have sent the Saints up, if you recall, to be able to take three knees and kick a walk-off field goal in regulation. But anyway, the game went to overtime. They won the toss. They threw an interception, and I'm pretty sure it was Greg Zuerlein who kicked a super long field goal. Look that up, because I want to say it was 59 yards in the Superdome to win that NFC Championship game. Then the Patriots over the Chiefs won the toss, won the AFC Championship game a few years ago. The Texans won the toss, did not win on the opening possession against Buffalo in the 2019 wild card game, but won the game. And then in the 2019 wild card round game between the Vikings and the Saints, the Vikings won the coin toss, and Kirk Cousins threw the bomb to Thielen and then threw the touchdown pass to what's-his-face, Kyle... you know, the tight end that played for Minnesota that played for the Giants. Why am I blanking? Kyle Rudolph threw the touchdown to Rudolph for the win. So, yeah, in the postseason, 11 overtime games since the new rules went into effect, and 10 times the team that won the coin toss won the game. Now, not always on the first possession, but in on six, one, two, three, four, five, six of the 11 games, it was won on the first possession. So, yeah, I, and again, my reasoning on that, I don't know if anybody's done any studies. Barnwell didn't do this, but this would be my logic on why the percentage is much higher in postseason than it is in the regular season. It would be because you've got the best teams and the best quarterbacks in the postseason. I mean, I know that one of them was Tebow. I understand that. But you've got, you know, Russell Wilson, Carson Palmer, Tom Brady twice, Kirk Cousins, Joe Flacco, who could really throw it deep. But I think just better offensive teams and better quarterbacks. You know, you don't have all of those overtime games played between bad teams with bad quarterbacks that skew the numbers on the coin toss number. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'm in favor now, after thinking about it a lot yesterday, having multiple discussions with one of my sons about it too. I'm in favor of the NFL changing the overtime rule. I'd like to see it uniform, regular season and postseason, 15-minute extra period, whatever the score is at the end. Obviously, in the regular season, if you're tied, it would end in a tie. And in the postseason, you'd play another 15-minute overtime period. I don't think that they will change the rule in the regular season, but I'd like to see, at the very least, an extra 15-minute overtime period start to finish played out in the postseason. Let's start with Paul. Paul, go ahead. What do you think?
Hey, what's up, Kevin? First of all, we got to take into account, when we're looking at this situation, fans being out there in extreme weather. If you're talking about being in an inclement weather situation, and you got those fans being out there well into the nighttime,
would that bother you?
It's not necessarily me. I'm an avid football fan, but about the wives?
Hockey games can go on for you know, days if based on their overtime rules in the postseason, and they do. Sometimes they're 6-7 hour games.
Yeah, well, but my remedy for just changing. Yeah, but my remedy for changing the situation would be let them play 15-minute overtime, and every time they score a touchdown, they have to go for two, you know. And then if you're getting into a situation where they go into a second overtime and the game is still tied, then you got to not only go for two, but also kick an extra point that's further away than normal. That way you can make the special team.
Hold on for a second. You've already, you've already added the, you know, trying to knock the golf ball into the clown's nose with the forcing to go for two. But now you really, I mean, you want to drop somebody from the chair into the water with a perfect strike with having them go for two and kicking the extra point in the second overtime.
Oh, man, because see, now you got all three phases of the game, because if you move the extra point back, I'm just saying, see, my thing, Kevin, though, you can't not take other people's opinion and say it doesn't make sense.
Yes,
I'm just telling you.
I absolutely can.
I think we're
debating. I don't think you're right. I can say I don't
think
you're right.
No, that's understandable.
So I appreciate it. It's creative. I love the, you know, I love the added value that you just brought to the show, Paul, with a second overtime in which you're forced to go for two and kick the extra point. No, I don't want gimmickry. And the NFL has steered clear of the college fiasco, which is the college overtime rule. Very subjective, I understand. I don't like it. I hate it. Many of you love it. And by the way, I think a lot of college football fans love it. I don't. I like a football field. I like a football game played on a 100-yard field with special teams and not on a shortened field. I don't want any gimmicks in my football, in my most meaningful moments of the season. I don't want anybody forced to go for two. I don't want somebody to have to go for two and then also kick an extra point. I want football played for 15 minutes in the postseason. I'd like it in the regular season. I won't get it in the regular season. That game on Sunday night, 1:15 overtime period, would have absolutely been, first of all, I just project right now, Brendan, if we had had a 15-minute period, we went to overtime at 36-36, how many points with the defenses gassed at that point would have been scored over the next 15 minutes?
I don't know if Kansas City and I don't know if the offenses press as much because they know they can win on the first series.
No.
So I'm saying,
there had been a 15-minute, overtime, yeah, different rule.
Yeah. So I'm saying, there's probably only three scores in that amount of time.
Yeah. Still. I mean, so you would have, let's just say you would have ended up with Kansas City winning the game 50-43 or something like that. I don't know. I think there would have been multiple scores and maybe multiple scores both teams in the extra 15 minutes. Let's go to Derek in Capitol Heights. Derek, what do you want to see done with the overtime rule?
Good morning, Kevin. I definitely like your rule of just adding another period in general. But the one I really like more, I would modify your 8-point rule. Instead of having it the first team to 8, the first team to 10. To me, that would guarantee both teams a possession, and it would slightly change the dynamics of a strategy as to should we go for a field goal here or a touchdown here. Either or, but probably your opinion on adding a total period, another period at the end makes more sense. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the call. The play to 8 points was something that Bill Barnwell wrote, which basically first team to 8, wins. I think the problem with the first team to 10 is now you've put yourself into a position where the game could go on for a much longer period of time. The first team to 10, especially, let's just say you're in the postseason with two defensive teams that go to the overtime in a 13-13 game or a 16-16 game. I think that creates a much bigger safety risk because now the possibility of going to more than 1 15-minute overtime or going beyond 15 minutes, first team to score 10, is significantly increased. And I don't think they're going to do that. Sabah, go ahead. What do you think about the overtime rule?
Hey, Kevin, thanks for taking my call. Of course,
sure,
you always
Sabah.
Get me as I'm just getting into the office. Okay. Oh. I've got, hold on a second. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. I've got the perfect solution because what it does, luck is not involved. There's no coin toss. It decreases the chance of even having an overtime. It increases strategy and analytics. All those guys will love it. So here's what you do. At the end of regulation, whoever has the ball, if it goes into overtime, the next team gets it. Just like a regular game. You just basically extend the game, right? You score, the other team gets it. Now, you can do an onside kick if you wanted to, but the other team gets it in overtime, okay? You
Hold
kick off to them.
So
what's going to happen is at the end of the game.
Help me with this again.
Okay, so you're playing the game. You're down 7.
State the rule that you'd like to see.
Okay. Whoever has the possession at the end of the game that makes it tie. Like I had the possession. We go down. We score a touchdown. We didn't go for two. We played for the tie. The other team gets the ball. First team to score anything wins. So, therefore, it's going to increase the chances of my coach thinking, I better go ahead and go for two now so I don't have to go to overtime because I already know they're getting the ball first.
Not every game goes to overtime because of a last-minute score. So, what if
well,
the last score happened in the third quarter?
Yeah. Okay. So the team who has the ball last, Kevin.
The team who has the ball last.
Because they will know, right? The team who has the ball last will be incentivized to score because they know if they don't, the other team gets the ball first.
So what if that team that has the ball last in a 17-17 game with 8 seconds to go after a punt has it at their own 9-yard line?
Yeah, they better Hail Mary it.
Really, from the 9? You didn't think this one out very well.
Well, it decreases the chances of even having overtime because what's going to happen is when those teams come down and hit, they want to score, let's say, they may run the clock all the way down, guaranteeing themselves that the other team does get the ball back. It makes sense? So in that scenario, you would want the other team to get the ball with 8 seconds to go. because now they wouldn't have a time
right.
to score.
So,
and now
what
in overtime,
you just created
you're going to get the
ball was, first. What you just created was, so the you're in a 17-17 game, right? And you've got the ball at your own 35-yard line with 6 seconds to go, or own 45-yard line with 6 seconds to go, or 10 seconds, 8 seconds to go. And instead of throwing a Hail Mary, you're going to punt it so that you can get the ball to start overtime.
Exactly. It's such good strategy because now,
right.
and it just makes for like all these strategies for the coach.
Yeah,
to think
it increases a lot of the strategies, but most of them end up being strategies that end up probably resulting in being much less aggressive and much more conservative. Like, I don't want the ball last. I'm going to give it back to you. It's a hot potato game, right? It's like, I don't want it. I'm going to punt it on first down so you have it. And then, by the way, if there's a second. By the way, if there's a second left when the punt is fielded at their own 10, the other team's going to punt it on first down back to the other team so that they can get the ball
well,
on first down.
Well, you know,
down.
They could.
Come on, Sabai, you're smart.
All rules you come
Think
up
some
with
of these things out.
Yeah.
That's not a great idea. But thank you. That would be kind of funny. Can you imagine?
The analytics people will love it.
Can you imagine, like, at the if you end up having the ball in the final, you're the last team to touch it. You don't get it to start the overtime in a tie game. It would be a game of hot potato.
Starting to think taking calls was a mistake.
I would, but actually, that's kind of funny. I mean, can you imagine, though, like, I don't want it. I'm punting it to you. Oh, shoot. We needed that punt to last to play the whole clock out. And now the other team gets it. And 1 second left, typically you'd kneel down. But you're not going to kneel down now. You're going to punt it. You're going to punt it back to them so they're the last team to have it. So you get it first in overtime. Let's go to Robert in Annapolis. Robert, what are your ideas on overtime? Do you want to see it changed? And if so, to what?
Okay, on that one, maybe the other team could just decline the punt. I don't know where she was going with
you can't
that.
Can't decline a punt. It's not a penalty.
I know. Anyhow, on the postseason, they got to make a change. You don't want a game, a classic game like that Bills-Chiefs game, to have any controversy. So, like you, I say go to the 15-minute overtime, an extra period, but do it with a running clock. No timeouts, and if you go out of bounds, it doesn't stop the clock. The clock just runs. So, because we got to bring in the player safety issue.
Yeah, but now, you could then, Robert, with a running clock, like literally a running clock, now you could end up having what normally would be, let's just call it a 6-minute drive that ends in a touchdown. And now all of a sudden it's a 12-minute drive that ends with a touchdown. And then the other team doesn't have an ample opportunity. Look, the answer to any of this, if you don't like it, is we'll stop them. And I get that. And that's kind of always been my position. But if we're going to change it, let's make it competitively fair. A running clock, this isn't sixth grade CYO basketball where you're up by 10 or more and you can't press and we're going to play a running clock.
Look,
this is the NFL.
Look, there's no perfect solution. But the thing is, keep in mind, even the good defenses are gassed at the end of the games and in the overtime, and that's what affects it. And what you mentioned, having the good quarterbacks. And I had mentioned to Brandon also, you don't really need overtime in regular season. If you get so caught up in that, just have overtime in division games or something of that nature. You know, look, Steelers got into the playoffs by virtue of the fact that they had a tie. So ties still factor in. So you don't really need ties. You still have ties anyhow, even with overtime. So I don't care about the regular season. You can, as far as I'm concerned, you can get rid of the overtime. But in that postseason, you got to have the 15 minutes and play it regularly. You don't like my running clock idea. I was just trying to shorten
the
time.
Yeah, no, I don't like the running clock idea at all.
Okay,
and by the
way,
Pittsburgh also could have been caught. You know, the tie thing, it helped them this year because they ended up getting in over the Chargers and the Colts. But a tie could also have hurt them. I mean, it's an even money proposition on a tie. I mean, it could hurt you in a playoff
tiebreaker,
and it could help you.
One other out-of-the-box regular season. Visiting teams win ties. How about that? You got the home field advantage. You got to win the game.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Robert. Good to hear your voice. Appreciate it. Do we have another break before the end of this hour? I'm a little bit off here. We do. All right, stay on hold. Dale, Addison, Michael, Tom, Alex, I want your thoughts as well. You're listening to the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, the team980.com. We're also on the Odyssey app. All right, I want to tell you about BetMGM. BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, KevinS200, when you make that first bet. Plus, you'll earn MLife rewards that can be redeemed for rooms and dining at any MGM resort. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code KevinS200 to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three-pointer in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. DC and Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? 1-800-522-4700.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
I'll tell you one thing about overtime, regular season or postseason. It's always great in the NFL, and overtime in the postseason in any sport is great. But as my friend John texted me a little while ago, there's no better overtime than the NHL postseason overtime. I agree with that. I think there's nothing more dramatic than the sudden death nature of playoff NHL hockey. And I do love the sudden death nature in sports in general. But you have that right now in the NFL with a touchdown on the opening drive, or you end up having that with a field goal on the opening drive or with no score on the opening drive because one play can end the game after that. And doing a 15-minute overtime period, you take away the one play ending it in dramatic fashion. That's okay. I think it's the most competitively fair way of doing it. I am in favor of, at the very least, a 15-minute full overtime period in the postseason. Play it out. Let's go to Tom. Tom, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? So my idea is just like yours, pretty much, the full 15-minute quarter. I don't want gimmicks. I don't want nothing like that. A game like that Chiefs and the Bills game was awesome. But the only thing I would add is if the team goes up by two scores, then you can end it for player safety. But outside that, that's my take on it.
Ooh. Well, but then you're not playing a full 15-minute quarter definitively. You're adding non-normal football strategy into it, you know, going up by more than two scores. Because if you're down a field goal, let's just say, and you're on defense, now you're playing like, my God, we have to get the ball back, but at the same time, we can't give up a touchdown. We can give up a field goal here to go down six, but we can't give up a touchdown. And then, by the way, that touchdown's extra point becomes rather important to get it to a two-score. Well, no, you're saying a two-score lead, not a double-digit score lead.
Right.
Just play the 15 minutes out. I mean, we're talking about an average of less than one game per postseason over the last 11 years or last 12 years of this rule. Just play the 15-minute overtime, and if it goes to a second one, fine. You know, some of the longest game in NFL history went literally almost two full 15-minute periods. The 71 Chiefs Dolphins Christmas Day game. Literally almost went to two full 15-minute extra periods, which, by the way, sudden death was the rule back then. Let's go to Alex. Alex, thanks for holding. What do you want to see done with the overtime rule in the NFL?
Hey, Kevin, love your weather reports, by the way. Hey, I don't see why it's so difficult. I mean, it seems pretty simple. Just give each team one possession. I'll tell you why. Say, like Kansas City, they score a touchdown. Well, then it'll be like the last 2 minutes of a game, which is pretty exciting, where Buffalo has it, and if you stop them, you know, you're good. If not, you know, they tie it. Then after the first two, you know, you just go to sudden death after that. But it'll just be like the last 2 minutes of a game where you need a defensive stop to win the game, or they can come down and tie it. I mean, To me, that's pretty simple.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some truth to that. I mean, you could make it that easy. You know, it's each team is guaranteed a possession in the game. So if you win the toss, you know, by the way, that may change the strategy too on the coin toss potentially. Let's go to Dale. Dale, go ahead.
Thanks, Kevin. Well, let's ask how we got here in the first place. The NFL has done everything they could in the rule book to make it so offense has a favorite. I mean, going back to Bill Walsh. So, you know, we're going to see the kicking team win the game more often than not in an overtime. So, and then to Robert's point, after a full game, defenses are gassed. They're more spent than offenses as a rule. So what I would do is I go to 7.5 minutes, exactly a half of a period, and I'd have two timeouts, but only being able to be called by defense. Offense can always have a way to stop the clock by spiking the ball or running out of bounds, and it gives you the same strategy as a defensive team to call your timeouts while the other team has the ball. The only exception I make is you couldn't call timeouts while the kicking team is on the field. So you kind of call it. I've always hated that chicken stuff that coaches do when they call, you know, try to ice the kicker and stuff like that. So you'd have an expedited game, 7.5 minutes. Both teams would have an opportunity, and you would be able to, you know, you'd have the defense have a slight advantage being able to control the clock, but not for the offense.
Yeah, I just don't like anything that starts with 7.5 minutes because the team, you know, you might as well just keep the rule the way it is right now because a 7.5 minute drive, you know, is we saw it. We saw it multiple times in the first half by both of those teams on Sunday night. There were like two 7 minute drives. Like all of a sudden, you know, you 7 minute drive, even if it ends in a field goal, you know, you're giving the other team potentially, and they can use their timeout, sure, but then you can make another first down, and now you can kneel it out and kick a field goal, and the other team that never touches the ball. Or if they touch it, they have a limited amount of time to tie it or to win it. I just don't see, you know, on average, essentially one game in the postseason a year, and it's actually on average less than that because we've had 12 years of this overtime rule and we just had our 11th. Actually, we just had our 12th. Okay, so it's basically an average of one overtime game per year playing an extra 15 minutes. What are we really talking about in terms of safety? Let's play football the way we play the fourth quarter, an extra 15 minutes, and see what the score is at the end of it. Mike Jones from USA Today will be our guest next. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, the team980.com. We're also on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.